This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical and a patient named Emma Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Emma, E-M-M-A. Date was February 23rd, 2022. Place was Mission Point of Flint. New paragraph, patient profile. Ms. Emma Williams is a 73-year-old female who recently came from Florida, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. She's here for rehab after being hospitalized with acute kidney injury, hyperkalemia, and she has a history of diastolic heart failure, period. New paragraph, history of past illness. This lady apparently came by train from Florida and arrived at the station, and then an ambulance took her to McLaren, period. After that, she was discharged to Wellbridge, period. She had some shortness of breath, and then after her stay at Wellbridge in Grand Blanc, she went to the hometown inn where she stayed, period. A person there in charge said she could not stay there unless she had a walker to walk, and she thinks it was stolen at McLaren, period. She then came from there to Hurley, where she was seen, period. She gives a bizarre story, but she was hallucinating in the hospital, period. She had some diarrhea, and she also had a hyperkalemia, and was given like Lokelma, period. She was treated for acute kidney injury with IV fluids, period. They suspected dehydration, period. Psychiatry was seen in consult, and she was given Abilify for her hallucinations, period. For her heart failure, they held the lisinopril and Lasix because of the hyperkalemia, and she was Canadian Corag aspirin and a statin, period. She was seen by cardiology, and she had an ejection fraction, an echo of 60%, period. Oh, boy. She did have physical therapy briefly at the hospital, but she wasn't progressing, period. She came here for further rehab to be able to walk better, either with a walker or without, period. She needs assistance for self-care and mobility, period. She did have a wheelchair, which she used for quite a while, but stated she could walk with a walker, but not well, period. New paragraph. Oh, I'm going to go back. Nothing here. No. Review of systems, constitutional. Let's see. No fever or chills. Eye no complaints. ENT no complaints. Respiratory. She said she's got shortness of breath and cough. Some shortness of breath and cough, and she was wheezing a bit today, period. There was some yellow sputum. At one point, she had hemoptysis, which resolved, period. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. No abdominal pain. She had some episodes of vomiting, and twice in the past 24 hours, she has vomited off and on, period. There was some degree of nausea for 2 months. In paragraph GU, no complaints there, huh? No dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal. Oh, no pain, but just weakness in general. New paragraph. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures, period. She never had a stroke. Skin, no rash, or itch, period. The right leg had one slight abrasion. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding, but she has been diagnosed to be anemic. New paragraph, past medical history. Oh, geez. Diastolic heart failure, acute kidney injury. Back pain, is there infection? New paragraph, family history. Mother had myocardial infarction, father had gout. Social history. Does she still smoke?
No, she quit.
She quit smoking in 1987, but before that smoked 2 packs a week, period. She stopped marijuana 30 years ago, period. She quit alcohol use in 1987. New paragraph on medication. Medication. Lipitor 40 milligrams nightly, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Tylenol 25 milligrams every 6 hours as needed, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Corax 3.125 milligrams twice a day, Lokelma 5 milligrams every shift for 3 days, and then if needed, it's packs available every 24 hours, period. Melatonin 3 milligrams at bedtime. Abilify 5 milligrams at bedtime. Norco 5-325, 1 every 6 hours as needed. That's 5-325, 1 every 6 hours as needed. Then allergies and unknown. Examination, she's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 108 over 61. Temperature 97.8. Pulse 86. Respiratory rate 17. Head and neck. Pupils are equal and reactive. Delight, eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements normal. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Did we do our pupil? Did you check that? Are they active?
Pupils?
Yeah.
No, I haven't checked.
Cancel about the pupil. Just say eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements normal. Ears normal. Inspection. Hearing was adequate. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple. No mass. No nodes. Lungs clear. Percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normalist 1S2. No gallop. No. And the lungs. Respiratory. Lungs had wheezes diffusely on auscultation, period. Unremarkable on percussion. No accessory muscle use for breathing was observed. Cardiovascular normalist 1S2. No gallop. No murmur. There was no pitting edema. The pedal pulses were palpable. Abdomen obese, soft, and non-tender. Neurologic, cranial was grossly normal, sensation intact. She could move all limbs, period. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. There's no inflammation or effusion of the joints, no cyanosis. Skin had an abrasion on the right leg, otherwise intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Mental status, she's oriented to time and place with normal affect. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One. Debility, and she's here for OT and PT, period. Two, acute kidney injury is resolved. Three, chronic diastolic heart failure, and at this point she does not need a diuretic, period. She continues on Corax 3.125 milligrams twice a day. And she's on Lasix 20 milligrams daily if there's a weight gain greater than 3 pounds, period. Line four. She's on Norco for pain. I'll just say hallucinations. I'll continue Abilify 5 milligrams at bedtime for mood.
Interesting.
Now,
maybe she might be taking Norco as in when required.
Maybe she'll feel back pain.
She did have a history of back pain.
I thought I saw that there. And is a Norco PRN for this period. Mm-hmm. She'll get OT and PT, and the goal is for her to be able to ambulate independently with a walker, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. The MOI. Mm-hmm.